Luciano Pavarotti, one of the world's best opera singers.
My father sang very well, and my mother and I enjoyed his beautiful songs. I played football very well, and I wanted to become a famous footballer. But I became one of the greatest opera stars in the world instead. When I was born, on the 12th of October 1935, my parents lived in a small house near the town of Modena, in the north of Italy. My mother worked in a factory, and my father worked in a bakery. My father was a very good singer, and his music brought happiness to our home. He often sang during breakfast before going to the bakery, and then he sang again when he came home after work. He had a beautiful tenor voice. "I hope you'll sing like your father," my mother often said. But one day the happy times came to an end. I was only 4 years old when the Second World War started in 1939. At first, the war seemed very far away, but soon it began to get closer each day. Men left their jobs to join the army, so factories had only a few workers. At home, my mother had very little food to put on our plates. Things got worse when, in 1943, we learned that we had to leave our house. Soldiers fought each other and planes dropped bombs very near our home. It was very dangerous to stay in our town, so we had to move to a nearby farm. My father rented a small room on the farm. The room was made of stone, and it was cold. My mother tried to make a home for us in this room, but it wasn't easy. My father didn't sing anymore. We danced and celebrated when we learned that the war was over. We were very excited because we could move back to our home. Once we were in our town, my father started singing again. Our life was normal again. I went to school every day. At school, I played football. I was a very good player. I was so good that I wanted to be a professional football player one day. At home, my father taught me several songs, and we often sang them together. My father was a member of Corale Rossini Choir, the church choir. One day, I went to the church with him, and I sang in the choir. Most of the members of the choir were much older than me, but I didn't mind. I learned a lot from them. The most important experience of my life came next in 1955. I can still remember it very clearly. My father said, "We're going to be in an international competition for choirs. We're going to travel to a country called Wales. It's near England." I didn't know much about Wales, but I asked, "Where in Wales will it be?" "In a small town called Llangollen," my father answered. He couldn't pronounce Llangollen correctly. "You should sing it," I said. When my father sang, all words sounded good. Everyone in the choir was excited about our trip to Llangollen. We bought new clothes because we needed a uniform. I got a map and found Llangollen on it, and I took a passport too. Soon we were ready, and we set off in a coach. The journey was long, but time passed quickly because we sang most of the way. Llangollen was a lovely little town. We looked at its beautiful mountains and felt very happy. On the day of the competition, we sang really well. This was our best performance, I thought. And it really was. The judge gave the result. The winner is Chorale Rossini Choir. We won first prize. On my way home, I thought about my future. I didn't want to be a professional football player anymore. After I got home, I told my mother, I had a very good time in Llangollen. I want to become a professional singer. I was excited, but she looked worried. She didn't think it was a good idea. I think you should have a professional job, she said. My mother's opinion was very important for me. So I became a teacher and got a job in a school. But I decided to take singing lessons as well. My father knew an opera singer from our town. His name was Arrigo Pola, and he taught me for 3 years. He didn't ask me to pay for his lessons, because I had very little money. I learned a lot from him, and I always remembered his help. In 1957, Arrigo moved to Japan, because he got a job at Tokyo University. But we often wrote to each other, and I even travelled to Japan to visit him. This was a very interesting experience. I now wanted to become a professional opera singer. I got some small jobs so that I could pay for my lessons. I sang in concerts, competitions, and in some local opera houses. It was a busy time until one day the sound of my voice was strange. I couldn't sing very well. So I went to see a doctor. You have to rest your voice, the doctor said. I was worried. Was this the end of my career? I rested my voice for some time. In 1961, I got married to Adua Veroni, an opera singer, and we started a family. I also had my first main role in an opera called La Bohème. Important directors heard about me. One of them invited me to perform at the Vienna State Opera in Austria. Then I was invited to sing at the Royal Opera House in London, because the lead singer, Giuseppe Di Stefano, became ill. After that, I toured Australia with Joan Sutherland, a great opera singer. We did over 40 performances in big cities and small towns of this wonderful country. And then we toured the United States, and I sang at the Greater Miami Opera. I enjoyed all these international tours, but I also wanted to sing in my own country. Finally, I did this, when on the 28th of April, 1965, I performed in La Scala, Milan's opera house. In 1966, at the Royal Opera House in London, I was able to sing 9 high Cs, very high notes. At the Metropolitan Opera in New York, I also did a great performance, and I took 17 curtain calls. The people clapped, and I had to walk to the front of the stage 17 times. I had more fans each day. I sold millions of copies of my albums, and won a Grammy Award, a prize that is given by the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences of the United States. I was very successful. But I also wanted to help other people. In 1982, I started the Pavarotti International Voice Competition for young singers. There were 2 more in 1986 and 1989. I also helped charitable organizations. In 1990, the Football World Cup took place in Italy, and I was asked to sing during the opening ceremony. I sang Nessun Dorma, a song from Turandot, an opera by Giacomo Puccini. It became an international hit. It was played around the world, and my name was heard in every country. I was asked to do more and more international performances. My fans were often disappointed because I had to cancel some performances. I had to rest my voice. So, when I was asked to become a member of the group The Three Tenors, I was very pleased. The other members of the group were Plácido Domingo and José Carreras, two famous Spanish opera singers. It was good to sing with other people, because my voice didn't have to do all the work in concerts. We performed in big cities around the world, like Los Angeles, Paris, and Tokyo. But I also performed on my own. Between 1991 and 1993, I gave large concerts at Hyde Park in London, Central Park in New York, and the Eiffel Tower in Paris. Hundreds of thousands of people came to listen to me. In New York, for example, more than 500,000 people were there to listen to me. So much work and so many tours affected my family life. In 1995, after 34 years, my marriage ended. In 2003, I got married to my assistant, Nicoletta Mantovani. And the next year, I started my last tour. I flew from one big city to another and visited 40 cities. Sometimes I didn't know which airport I was in. I performed for the last time in Italy in 2006. A year later, I was given very sad news. The doctor said I had cancer. My life was coming to an end. I did charitable work, and I thought about my past. I had so many happy moments. I had a long, exciting life.